Looking better. She's feeling better.
Yes.
You never know what a day is going to bring when you're going through these kind of things. You know, it's easy to say, well, they're walking all right to me.
Yes.
I don't think they're having much pain. That's because you're not having pain. We should be in that situation, because sometimes you can wake up and have a crook in you, and it can just be throw your whole day off.
Oh yes, Pastor. Yes. Thank God for you, Pastor.
That don't mean because you're having a pain and because you're attempting to press over it.
Yes, Pastor.
So they ain't got no problem. I saw them walking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know how they felt inside, but they're just trying to function.
Yes, Pastor.
So let's not be so judgmental sometimes.
Yes, Pastor.
If you know they're faking it, just say, well, they're just fakers.
Oh, wow. That's not good, though.
But don't get too judgmental about it. So thank God it's you and not me.
Yes.
Thank God.
Oh, wow. All right, Pastor. Thank God.
That's not being selfish. I'm glad it's her boot, not mine.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm glad it's her, not me.
That's right, Pastor.
Aren't you elder?
Yes.
Why? Why are you glad it's her, not you? Because you couldn't help Sister Thomas, could you?
Right.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I know she was a little scared because I said that. But go on. She's like, what would you? Because you couldn't do all the things you do. This is beautiful.
Thank God.
Would anybody like to?
No, Pastor.
Better her, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. All the same, glad you got it. Not then. Glad you got it, but better you than us.
Right.
Matter of fact, you got a lot of time on the books, don't you?
Not really, not anymore.
I thought you had a whole lot of time saved up.
That's it. Not anymore.
I thought that was the job to have. Well, you work for the county?
Is.
You
it
work
is.
For the county?
The city.
What, city.
Yes. After the new year, I'll have some more time. Accumulates every year.
First you know year. The city going down, huh?
They are? I didn't hear that, Pastor.
Everything going down in time.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
Everything. Did y'all know that?
Hopefully I'll be retired by then, Pastor.
What?
Hopefully I'll be retired by then.
When everything go down, we all be gone for some time.
All right, beautiful. Yes.
Everything going down. And it just
yes, Pastor.
Tumbles over again.
Okay. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are we reading?
Deuteronomy 10 and 12.
10 and 12. What does mm-hmm. it say?
And
let's
now
keep this in
Israel.
Our minds.
Mm-hmm. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
What?
But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways,
mm-hmm.
and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
Now, to walk in his ways. Did the Lord walk in his ways?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When did he speak in tongues?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? He spoke in tongues. That's right. But when did he speak in a tongue nobody understood but him
right.
or the interpreter?
Right.
That's not in here. Abraham didn't speak in tongues. But what's required? Speak in tongue? So all of those apostolic people, greater grace, they speak in. That's not in here. God knows everybody to speak in tongues. Mary didn't speak in tongues. And yet they all spoke in the tongue of the learned.
Yes.
What?
To keep the commandments.
Now that's the part right there. Mm-hmm. What must I do to be saved? Keep the commandments. Because when you keep the commandments, you're walking in his ways. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
To keep the commandments of the Lord. What?
And his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good.
15th verse. What does it say?
Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day.
Let's read 7, Deuteronomy.
Yes.
7 and 6.
Okay.
Always good to keep this in our mind. We were chosen for this.
Mm-hmm.
God brought us all here.
Thank God.
Yeah, he did.
Yes!
went outside one night, and there was Brother Richard standing there. And he was talking about the days when he played the drums. I know you. And Brother Larry, yes, Richard. Those are the days was cool in the gang. Ice.
Ice. Frost.
Frosty ice. Frosty ice.
That's hilarious.
But Larry thought he was in Star Search.
He did, Pastor.
Him and Brother Richard in cahoots. Now they bringing in the sheaves.
Yes, that's it.
Now they.
Beautiful.
Be nice if y'all were fishermen, but you get fishermen, huh? Okay, fine. Ain't that beautiful? Yeah. They didn't know that they would wind up there.
Yes.
So I said, Brother Herman, when you drum, he said, I didn't know, just a man. Mm-hmm. Richard, he can't play drum. He was wilder then than he is now. Thank God. It was beautiful. Brother Richard's getting better and better on those drums. He's kind of keeping it. Was, you were locked in tonight, bro. You're locked in. Trying to do it. But don't play everything over here.
Yes, Pastor.
Sister Perry said you was playing everything. Be selective, you know.
Exactly.
And Sister Anna, you come along pretty good with the machachas. Even Jose got in. Pukatu. He got one little beat, and that same beat he had last week. Tukatu. That was pretty good. But it's the only beat he got. We got to help him out with that beat. Tukatu, tukatu, tukatu. And Sister Anna just, she's right in lockstep with it. That's fine.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yes, Pastor.
Everybody sound good.
Mm-hmm.
You're beautiful. There you go. See? Why are you looking over at her? Why are you looking at her? That's not nice to do that.
No, because they're part of the choir.
Oh, they're part of the choir.
Yeah, she was
clapping. What? That's a good look, sister. Stare down again when she do it again. Say, not you, sister. Huh?
Say, everyone's out there. It could be the ones in the congregation, too, so that's my plan.
Now, for that saying. Okay, you know how you just defending yourself, sister. Okay. What?
That's that extra.
We got more, yeah.
That's funny, sister.
Seven and six. For thou.
Art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
That beautiful? What must I do?
Yes.
Chosen to be a special people above all people on the face of the earth. We have to believe that.
Yes.
And keep that in our mind because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say, well, Pastor, you know what? I stole some clips at church, but it's I know who I am. I do too. You a thief. Said, no, I'm a special people. I'm a holy. I don't care what they say. It's what God say I am. You got things mixed up here. That ain't what God's talking about. That's what that man was trying to say the other night. And he was about, not that it mean anything, but he was probably about my age. Black hair, not a gray string in place, nowhere. He had no mustache, no hair there. I couldn't tell nothing gray. But that man's face looked like it was 100. He was up there. As we get older, some things you gotta start blending in a little gray.
All right, Pastor.
Get a little older.
Yes, Pastor.
Don't be trying to act like you're 30. Change, you know, when you in the mirror and you see that your cheekbone is here now. Don't go all black, because that don't match. I was telling D, I came to Sister Patricia, and Sister Patricia looked at me, she said, Like, really? And you know what, Sister Patricia, she really was, she was being funny. She knew how to do it too. I can't believe she kept her eyes off me. She kept looking at my head. She said, like, really? I took it. I said, why would Sister Patricia do that to me? Why would she do that? Why would she do that to me? It was funny. Did I tell you that? I remember it. I said, why? I would go to Sister Patricia. She come looking. She just kept looking at my head. I said, that wasn't nice to do that. So, you know, come on. Some things you have to just, you know, let it go forth.
That's right, Pastor. That's right. Let it go forth. Beautiful.
Okay. What are we reading? Read. Eighth verse. But because...
The Lord loved you, and because he was...
No, seventh verse. Every seventh. The Lord did not set his love upon you.
Nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all.
Just think about it, saints. How many people yet have you seen like you?
None.
This is a parent's been here a short time. How many people have you seen like you on your job?
No one, Pastor.
Now you take that and multiply it by how many years you work?
How many years? Oh, about 40.
40 years for county, and that's a lot of people out there.
People.
Nobody look like you, huh?
No.
Did that say something?
Yes.
Now, everybody got the same testimony. Everybody. You're the fewest of all people. Someone that believe and think like we do.
Yes.
Keeping the commandments without a bunch of junk.
Right.
Can you find it? But every other religion, you've seen it on your job just bar or somewhere. You've seen it, and you've seen more than one. But you ain't seen nobody like you. Because that's what it is. We're the fewest of all people. Read.
But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers,
what?
Hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king.
So to be saved, what should I do? Get out of the hand of Pharaoh.
Beautiful.
Get out of the house of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? A lot of our idiosyncrasies. Idiosyncrasies?
Mm-hmm.
Syncrasies. It's bondage to be caught in ways you cannot break. Can't break it.
Yes.
Still the same way. Gotta break that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the Acts.
Acts, yes.
2:37. Let's read
this
that again.
Beautiful.
Now.
Yes,
that beautiful?
Yes.
Now we have a little meeting we gotta take care of. And everybody will get a chance to go home. You get a little head start on chicka boom boom boom. You want to do that? This is very important.
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart,
mm-hmm.
and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?
What shall we do?
Mm-hmm.
9. Acts 9:1.
Right.
Everybody knows the story about Paul. Paul would not have humbled down, but the Lord said, it's hard to kick against the pricks. It's hard to fight against the truth. Isn't that beautiful? And if you're pricked, don't fight it. Yield to it. That means God is dealing with you. If you're not being pricked and condemned, that's prick. God ain't dealing with you. You're overriding the prick. And if he is dealing with you, you're not yielding to it, you're overriding God. You're called quenching the spirit.
9:1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest.
What?
And desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem.
Funny thing, he didn't say anything about children. Just men and women.
Mm-hmm.
He said, children.
No.
Because children are considered to really be saved.
Right, right.
You have to be a man or a woman to make that step.
Yes, Pastor.
Seventh verse.
And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man.
Isn't that beautiful? So that's the way God's word is. Even though somebody's with you, you able to hear something somebody else can't hear because God know what you need. And just because somebody else hear it, don't make you hear it because you didn't hear it, don't mean they didn't. They just stood speechless. They heard the voice. They said, what did they say? They heard the voice. But they didn't see no man. But Paul saw a light. That beautiful. They didn't see what Paul saw. Paul saw that light. That's beautiful. Let's go to.
This is beautiful, Pastor.
Most beautiful. Yes.
2 and 4. Let's read that.
Acts. Yes.
Yeah, 2 and 4.
Beautiful. 2 and 4.
A couple of beautifuls there. That's fine. Oh, fine. It's beautiful whether you say it or not.
Yes,
I know it's beautiful. You might not be saying it's beautiful because you ain't pricked. Did you? Are you saying it's beautiful? Oh, you got a question. I was talking to you. God was talking to you. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's read, which is 2 and 4.
2 and 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
As the Spirit gave them utterance. 1 and 5. Let's read that.
Yes,
Acts 1 and 5.
For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
That's how you read that. He shall.
He shall.
No, I don't. You got to read it better.
Okay. Yes, Pastor. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized.
That's how you do it. Now ye shall be baptized.
I surprised myself.
You gotta get that right. Some of that.
But ye shall be baptized the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
Not many days hence.
Yes.
Isaiah 50 and 4. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yep, God sends out the witness. Baptize henceforth. It means the Spirit of God going to come upon you. The Spirit of God come upon you, condemn you, to prick you. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 50 and 4.
The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary.
So that's the tongue we speak. The tongue of the learned.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That what? That I should know how to speak a word in season
to him that is weary.
What?
He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned.
God have to open up that ear.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is being pricked. Mm-hmm. Read.
The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back.
Because when you're pricked and condemned, that means you've been enlightened. In the song you were saying, my heart began to quake.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's like
yes.
unto being pricked, because you understand what God is saying.
That's beautiful, yes.
That's pricked in the heart,
that's
and
beautiful.
You know what to do. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
That's
yes.
beautiful.
Read.
I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid.
Off the what? The hair?
That's what it says, Pastor. Hair? No?
Hair. Yes, excuse me. I thought it said ear.
Okay. I hid not my face from shame and spitting.
I hid not my face from shame. So in other words, Lord, let them. Now, what time was that when he did this? What was happening? He was being scourged.
Yeah, scourged.
Oh, okay.
They were scourging
yes.
him before yes, the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
Spit on him, slapped him in the face,
wow.
planted. crowns, the thorns on him. The part that I tell you right there, exactly, they beat him so bad he was unrecognizable.
Yes, Pastor.
When they scourge you, they brutalize you.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed.
What?
He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let him come near to me. 10th verse, what does it say?
Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant?
Well, what must I do? Obey the voice. These are the key things that keep you right. Just obedience. It ain't your job to try to say, well, I don't do this because I don't understand it. That ain't what you're coming here for. It's the obedience.
Right.
That's how you add to yourself. That's how you please God. Obedience. What?
That walketh in darkness and hath no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God.
In other words, just be obedient. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That's what God is saying. 52 and 7. Let's go there. What does it say? What must I do to be saved? Believe. Submit. Obey. You'll be saved. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
52 and 7. How beautiful.
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth.
God is yet reigning. What?
Thy watchmen shall lift up thee voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion.
So when God bring his church, you're going to see eye to eye. You're going to lift up the voice together. Isn't that beautiful? 10th verse.
The Lord hath made bare.
No. Yes.
The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
So God made bare his holy arm
in the eyes
of all nations. That means tons and ends. It don't matter where you come from. Your eyes are open when you truly want to know what to do to be saved, when your heart is pricked. Now, her eyes wasn't open when she first got here. But after a while, her eyes began to get open. And I love it. I'll never forget in her testimony about Grandma. Yes. She said she thought Grandma's head was open.
I remember that. Yes.
So she said, my grandmother wouldn't say, I said, no, she wouldn't, if she didn't keep God's commandments.
Yes.
She said, because she did a lot of wonderful things, didn't she? Well, so did a lot of our loved ones.
Right.
That ain't making you saved. You got to keep the commandment. It's not what you're doing, it's what you're not doing.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
But I never forget when you when we set the table, when I told you that, you were kind of taken back, but you got with it because you have been pricked.
Yes.
That's why you begin to ask questions.
Yes.
And the word started working with you. Yeah. And next thing you know, she was at 17627.
Yes, she was. Pastor, but she came down here to set you straight, though, Pastor. Remember, she was... She came to yes, Pastor. Didn't you sit the prison?
And she was at 17627 weekly. Then said, I think I'm gonna stay overnight. And there came Batiste. And then she said, you know, I think I'm gonna move in.
Beautiful.
And they said, you know, I need a job.
That was beautiful. Thank God for you.
And they said, you know, she's a what are you now? You the big wig, you CEO of what? What is that you?
CEO.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Next thing, well, like her to the CEO, yeah, okay. You can be CEO of anything. What about you, sister? What's your story? You've been balling for the Lord when you was little.
Oh, that's
what you You ain't doing it now, huh?
No. Balling for
living for the Lord. Yeah. Not balling for the Lord. Yeah, Brother Larry, going back to him, and we tore him up on Sunday, but going back to Brother Larry, he came
hilarious.
And he said, yeah, Brother Larry can sing. So Brother Larry came, he got up there, and It was the Smith Family Robinson. Beloved. She had them all lined up and everything. And for, I think about 4 or 5 years, he sang, "The Love of God." I couldn't stand that song. Sam Cooke, I couldn't stand that. I said, when are you going to change this song? But you know, he was coming out of where he liked Sam Cooke. Yeah, it was working. It was fine. Stand that song. The love of God. Come on. Hey, this thing. He thought he was dead. Megan and Monica up here. Sister Paris, you don't remember that, do you?
No, I don't, Pastor. I do.
That's a blessing.
The love of God.
Oh,
wonderful.
Yes.
Pastor, what group was that in the world?
Oh, the Soulsters. Sam Cooke and the Soulsters, right? Sam got cooked all right, huh?
The
Shy Life? You were part of that debacle.
That was
beautiful. We had a few laughs.
Wonderful.
You know what? Because of that, I said, you know what? We're going to be singing everybody else's songs. Sing our own songs. Songs of Zion. Now, Pastor Brown was for that. Pastor didn't push it, but he was for that. He liked all of the original stuff.
Yes.
Yes, thank God.
He wasn't for all that. Teacher was for everything. Teachers wanted to get you moving.
Yes.
That was fine. I didn't have no problem with anything. I got with all of it. And until I got real knowledge, I enjoyed it. But once I got knowledge and I really saw, it backed off from it. Thank God. What were we reading?
52 and 11?
Yes.
Depart ye, depart ye. Go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? Come out, depart, go out from thence, touch no unclean thing, go ye out of the midst of her. That's what you do to be saved. You gotta come out, separate yourself. Isn't that beautiful? Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. That's beautiful. 13th verse, what does it say?
Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high.
He shall be very high. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read Acts 24 and 24.
Acts.
Thank God. And then we're going to soon close. I don't have to go too much more. I mean, Elder Batiste, she was gone pretty. She, did she go pretty long on Tuesday night?
No, she actually.
She came she in at 9 o'clock, didn't she?
Yes.
She got started early.
Huh?
She did.
She got started early,
yes,
huh?
Yes, she did. Look at that.
Did you get a tally of how many scriptures she used?
I did not.
20. Oh.
What? 20?
20. Is that? The tally.
Well, they were edifying though, right?
Oh, yes. Real yes. 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 Thank God. Yes.
How was our Aria? She sent me a text saying she got there. Her and Junior say out. So how are they doing? Have you heard from them since?
Thunderstorms.
Are they near the weather down there?
Yes.
Are they near Florida?
No, they're
South Carolina.
South Carolina? Yeah.
So today was family day where they were supposed to, you know, be with Symphony. But when they got there, it was closed because of the weather. So they had to turn around.
So where are they now?
At the hotel waiting.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Okay, let's read the Acts 24 and 24.
And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ.
What?
And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have convenient season, When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee."
So, what did we read there? Huh? What did we just read?
Temperance.
Huh? When?
When he trembled.
Felix was pricked. Mm-hmm. Word was doing something. What? He hoped also
that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him
Oftener
and communed with him.
But even though the word pricked him, mm-hmm. it still was about what he get. Because it wasn't a penetrating prick just for the moment. We don't want to be like they come here and get pricked just for the moment, then straightway go back, same old thing. What?
But after 2 years,
Porcius Festus
came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound.
Left him bound. Didn't find no fault in him, but because in the end, he wanted to do the Jews a service, left him bound. And had found no wrong in him. But got pricked too, all of that. He still didn't yield. Yes.
What do you say when I have a convenient?
It says, and as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Again, the convenient, in other words, when I feel late, I'll get you back. Or when I have time right now, okay, I'm done with this right now. That's what happened. Once come, say, "Yeah, I'm coming back." And then they don't come back. They mean what they say for the moment because they're pricked. But the follow through is the way to go. Follow through. What must I do? Mm-hmm. I must shut the books up right now.
Thank God for you, Pastor.
Okay, no further. Let's remember what we must do to what?
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Y'all
beautiful, Pastor.
You don't say be safe. We already know that.